Lurie conspiracies and wild speculation about the Princess of Wales have dominated the royal conversation, right down to this radiant family photo ahead of Mother's Day, Britain's Mother's Day on Sunday. And for most of yesterday afternoon, it worked. In a move intended to ease mounting tensions, a series of photos were released only to have the opposite effect. Instead, the pictures have sparked a firestorm, sending shockwaves through the royal family. Well, today Princess Giles took to Instagram to say that she edited the photograph herself, saying that like many amateur photographers, I occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photo we shared yesterday caused or any PR failures on Mother's Day. One of the most shocking twists in the Kate disappearance saga is her recent apology for having altered a family photo that inadvertently fueled rampant rumors about her health. In a surprising turn of events, Kate, Princess of Wales, issued a heartfelt apology Monday for the confusion caused by a digitally manipulated image released by Kensington Palace. The photo, which showed Kate with her children, was intended to allay concerns about her well-being following her abdominal surgery. However, the alteration of the image led several news outlets, including the Associated Press, to remove it over concerns about digital manipulation. The retraction of the photo sparked speculation and rumors about Kate's surgery and recovery. The palace's attempt to reassure the public backfired and highlighted the challenges facing the royal family in an era dominated by social media. Kate's confession that, like many amateur photographers, she sometimes experiments with editing. It was a rare and candid revelation from a member of the royal family. Her statement was intended to clarify the situation and apologize for any confusion caused by the family photo shared to mark Mother's Day in Britain. This incident has only added to the mystery and intrigue surrounding Kate's disappearance from public view since her hospital stay in January. The palace's silence on the details of her operation and the reason for it has only fueled further speculation and conspiracy theories. The public's thirst for information has been met with a void that has given rise to wild theories and rumors. Kate's apology, while providing some explanation, has done little to quell the storm of conspiracy theories that continue to swirl around her absence from public duties. The royal household's attempts to manage the narrative have been met with skepticism, and the question remains whether the public will accept the apology at face value or continue to doubt official palace statements. The controversy surrounding Catherine, Princess of Giles, began with an official announcement from Kensington Palace that she was hospitalized for elective abdominal surgery. This statement also acknowledged the interest it would generate. However, nearly 2 months later, the hashtag Sharkategate began trending on social media, accompanied by rumors of an unconfirmed affair involving Prince William. Additionally, the Washington Post published a cartoon showing Prince William manipulating a puppet of his wife, further fueling the speculation. Internet sleuths dissected every photo released by Kensington Palace, heightening public curiosity about Kate's whereabouts. Despite assurances from the palace that updates would only be provided when significant new information emerged, the lack of information led to a variety of theories ranging from humorous to dark, none of which were confirmed. Former royal correspondent Ellie Hall highlighted the ongoing frenzy and questions surrounding Kate's well-being, leading many to question whether it was a cover-up. The timing and public interest of the controversy led to it going viral, as noted by Shayna McDonald, an associate professor who studies pop culture and social media. Questions about Catherine's health emerged in January following the announcement of her surgery. Speculation peaked when Prince William cancelled an appearance due to personal matters, sparking the hashtag #WearSkate. Despite a spokesperson confirming her well-being, doubts persisted, particularly after a grainy photo of Catherine in a car surfaced. Matters were exacerbated when Kensington Palace released a new photo of Catherine and her children, which major news outlets retracted over concerns of digital manipulation. The news prompted Catherine to apologize for causing confusion and Kensington Palace to decide not to release the original, unedited photograph. The public's fascination with the royal family's personal lives has fueled intense scrutiny and speculation, with various media outlets and social media platforms amplifying every detail and rumor. Some theories suggest that Kate's absence and the ensuing controversies may be related to deeper issues within the royal family, while others speculate about a deliberate strategy to control the narrative. As the saga unfolds, the public remains divided between those demanding transparency and accountability from the royal family and those captivated by the drama and mystery surrounding Kate's apology and the conspiracy theories that have emerged. The intersection of media, celebrity culture, and public curiosity has created a complex narrative that continues to captivate audiences around the world. Catherine, Princess of Wales, was born on January 9, 1982, in Reading, Berkshire, England, to parents Michael and Carol Middleton. She grew up in the picturesque village of Bucklebury, Berkshire, surrounded by the love and support of her family. From an early age, Catherine showed a keen interest in the arts and education, which laid the foundation for her future endeavors. Her educational journey began on set, Vanrue School, where she thrived academically and developed her passion for sports. Catherine's competitive spirit and love of the outdoors were evident during her time at the school, where she excelled in field hockey and tennis. Her athletic prowess and dedication to her studies earned her the respect and admiration of her peers and teachers. After completing her primary education, Catherine transferred to Marlborough College, a prestigious boarding school in Wiltshire. There, she continued to excel academically and was actively involved in various extracurricular activities. Catherine's love for the arts flourished during her time at Marlborough, where she explored her passions for photography and painting. Her artistic talents were recognized and celebrated by her teachers and classmates. After graduating from Marlborough College, Catherine embarked on a new chapter in her life, graduating from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland with a degree in art history. It was during her time at the university that Catherine's path crossed with that of Prince William, forever changing the course of her life. In 2001, Catherine and Prince William, who was also studying at the University of St. Andrews, crossed paths and began a friendship that would eventually blossom into a romantic relationship. Their connection was undeniable, and their shared interests and values laid the foundation for a strong and enduring bond. Throughout their university years, Catherine and Prince William's relationship grew steadily, and they became a beloved couple on campus. Their love affair garnered significant media attention, with the public following their every move with interest. Despite the intense scrutiny, Catherine remained grounded and focused on her studies, successfully balancing her personal life with her academic pursuits. Catherine's dedication to her education paid off when she graduated from the University of St. Andrews with a first-class degree in art history in 2005. Her achievement was a testament to her hard work and determination and paved the way for her future role as a member of the British royal family. As Catherine's educational journey drew to a close, a new chapter in her life was about to unfold. It was during her time at St. Andrews University that she met the love of her life, Prince William. Their relationship would capture the world's attention and become a modern-day fairy tale. Catherine and Prince William's friendship blossomed into a romance that would stand the test of time and public scrutiny. Their love story was characterized by genuine connection, shared values, and mutual respect. The couple's compatibility was evident to all who knew them, and their relationship quickly became the talk of the town. In 2010, after almost a decade of dating, Catherine and Prince William announced their engagement, causing a worldwide sensation. The news was met with jubilation and anticipation, as people eagerly awaited the royal wedding that would soon take place. On April 29, 2011, The highly anticipated wedding of Catherine and Prince William took place at Westminster Abbey in London. The ceremony was a grand affair attended by members of the British royal family, foreign dignitaries, and millions of viewers around the world. The world watched in awe as Catherine walked down the aisle radiating beauty and grace in her exquisite wedding dress. Catherine's wedding to Prince William Marco marks the beginning of her official duties as a working member of the British royal family. She has taken to her role with grace and poise, supporting her husband in his royal duties and undertaking her own charitable initiatives until these recent incidents. It is the first official photo of the princess since her tummy tuck in January. The palace said the photo was taken by Prince William last week at Windsor Castle and Katie this morning in a new statement saying she had edited it. The royal family's trusted source. The ongoing controversies surrounding Catherine, Princess of Wales, have called into question the reliability of the royal family when it comes to being candid about her whereabouts. According to a Buckingham Palace source, the monarch, who is currently undergoing cancer treatment, is keeping abreast of recent developments. However, it seems that Charles is not overly concerned about the current situation. While the king is aware of the controversy surrounding the photo, he remains focused on his own health and treatment. He is confident that the matter will be resolved in due course. While King Charles is keeping his cool and moving forward, other members of the palace staff do not seem to share the same sentiment. They are reportedly astounded by Kensington Palace's oversight and are wondering why no one thought to thoroughly fact-check the photo before publishing it. It is unbelievable what a screw-up they have made. No one thought to fact-check the photo before publishing it. It is a huge embarrassment for the palace. It is a shame that such a simple mistake has caused such a frenzy. Beyond the confines of their palaces and castles, the royal family plays a vital role in diplomacy and state visits, representing the UK on the world stage. Join us as we explore their diplomatic activities and the impact they have had on international relations. One of the earliest challenges facing the royal family dates back to the reign of Henry II. His desire to have a male heir led him to break away from the Catholic Church, creating a rift that would have far-reaching consequences. The establishment of the Church of England not only changed the religious landscape of the nation but also caused political and social unrest. Centuries later, the royal family faced another tumultuous period during the reign of George IV. Known as the Mad King, George IV struggled with mental illness that profoundly affected his ability to rule. This led to a power struggle within the royal court and a decline in the influence of the monarchy. The 20th century brought its own challenges to the royal family. The abdication crisis of 1936, when King Edward I of Wales chose love over duty and abdicated the throne to marry Wallis Simpson, rocked the nation. The monarchy was thrown into turmoil, with King George VI ascending to the throne and guiding the family through the tumultuous years of World War II. More recently, the royal family faced a crisis of public perception following the tragic death of Princess Diana in 1997. Public grief highlighted the growing disconnect between the monarchy and the people. Questions were raised about the royal family's role in modern society and its ability to connect with the nation's changing values. True to their resilient nature, however, the royal family managed to bounce back from these difficult times. They adopted a more modern approach, with the younger generation, led by Prince William and Prince Harry, bringing a fresh perspective to the monarchy. Their involvement in charitable initiatives and willingness to address social issues re-engaged the public. The challenges faced by the royal family have not only been internal, but also external. The media has played a significant role in shaping public opinion and scrutinizing royal life. Issues of privacy and press intrusion have been constant sources of concern, and the family has struggled to balance their public duties with their personal lives. Despite these challenges, the royal family has managed to maintain its position as a symbol of national unity and continuity. They have adapted to changing times while still upholding the traditions and values that have defined the monarchy for centuries. Their ability to overcome adversity and emerge stronger has cemented their place in history. Since the earliest days of the monarchy, the royal family has been at the forefront of diplomatic efforts. Kings and queens have used their royal presence to forge alliances, negotiate treaties, and strengthen ties with other nations. Their ability to navigate the complexities of international politics has been instrumental in shaping the course of history. A notable example of the royal family's diplomatic prowess is Queen Elizabeth. Known as the Virgin Queen, she skillfully used her unmarried status as a political tool, preying on potential suitors to secure alliances and maintain England's independence. Her reign marked a golden age of diplomacy in which England emerged as a major player on the world stage. In more recent times, Queen Elizabeth II has continued the tradition of diplomatic excellence. Her reign has seen numerous state visits in which she has welcomed world leaders and dignitaries to the United Kingdom. These visits provide an opportunity for cultural exchange, the fostering of goodwill between nations, and the strengthening of diplomatic ties. Prince Charles, heir to the throne, has also made significant contributions to diplomacy. His passion for environmental issues and sustainable development has led him to be involved in diplomatic initiatives on a global scale. Through his Princess Trust, he has supported initiatives that promote social and economic development, positively impacting communities around the world. Prince William and Catherine, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, have also taken on diplomatic roles. Their visits to various countries have not only strengthened diplomatic ties but have also showcased the modern face of the monarchy. Their ability to connect with people from all walks of life has made them influential ambassadors for the United Kingdom. Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, have brought a fresh perspective to diplomacy. Their focus on humanitarian causes and social justice has resonated with people around the world. Their involvement in charitable initiatives and their commitment to using their platform for positive change have made them global advocates for important issues. The royal family's involvement in diplomacy extends beyond state visits. They also participate in international events and forums, representing the United Kingdom and promoting its interests. Their presence at events such as the United Nations General Assembly and the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting demonstrates their commitment to global cooperation and collaboration. Through their diplomatic efforts, the royal family has not only strengthened international relations but has also showcased the United Kingdom's rich cultural heritage. Their regal presence and commitment to diplomacy have established them as respected figures on the world stage. One of the most notable charitable initiatives associated with the royal family is the Princess Trust, founded by Prince Charles. This organization has played a pivotal role in transforming the lives of young people facing adversity through mentoring programs, skills training, and financial aid. The Princess Trust helps countless individuals overcome obstacles and achieve their dreams. The Earl and Countess of Wessex, Prince Edward, and Sophie have also made significant contributions to the charitable sector. Their charitable foundation, the Earl and Countess of Wessex Charitable Trust, supports a wide range of causes including education, health, and well-being. Their dedication to philanthropy has made a tangible difference to the lives of many. The royal family's involvement in charitable organizations extends far beyond these two initiatives. They are patrons of around 3,000 charitable organizations spanning a wide range of causes from healthcare and education to environmental conservation and animal welfare. Their patronage provides vital support and raises awareness of these organizations, expanding their impact and reach. In addition to their involvement with established charities, the royal family has also established their own nonprofit organizations. These organizations allow them to focus on specific causes close to their hearts and create lasting change. For example, Prince William and Prince Harry established the Royal Foundation, which has spearheaded initiatives such as the Invictus Games, a sporting event for wounded, injured, and sick servicemen. It is important to note that the royal family is politically and commercially independent. They do not participate in day-to-day politics or hold any formal political power. Their role is largely ceremonial and symbolic, representing the continuity and traditions of the monarchy. The royal family's financial arrangements have evolved over time. In the past, the monarchy relied heavily on their personal wealth and income from their own estates. However, as the demands of royal duties increased, the need for a more structured and transparent funding system became apparent. The security of the royal family is another area requiring significant financial resources. The Metropolitan Police is responsible for ensuring the safety and security of the royal family. The cost of security measures, including personnel, equipment, and infrastructure, is a significant expense borne by the government. While this photo controversy may have caused a temporary storm, the royal family has weathered many storms before. Buckingham Palace has confirmed that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will not return as working members of the royal family. Royal family controversies. In January 2020, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, also known as the Sussexes, sent shockwaves through the royal family and the world when they announced their decision to step back from royal duties. This unprecedented step came after years of intense media scrutiny and growing rift within the family. The controversy surrounding Harry and Meghan's departure dates back to their wedding in May 2018. From the moment their relationship became public, Meghan, who is mixed race, faced relentless racist attacks from the British press. The constant scrutiny and negative coverage took a toll on her mental health and well-being. Amidst this hostile environment, rumors began to circulate of a growing feud between Harry and his brother, Prince William, and his wives, Kate and Meghan. The media fueled this speculation, pitting the two couples against each other and creating a narrative of division within the royal family. In January, Harry and Meghan made an unprecedented announcement on their official Instagram account. They revealed their intention to step back as senior members of the royal family, become financially independent, and divide their time between the United Kingdom and North America. The decision shocked the monarchy and the public, who questioned the reasons for their departure. The Sussexes' decision to step back from royal duties was motivated by their desire to lead a more private and independent life. They expressed frustration at the intense media scrutiny and lack of support they felt from the institution. Their statement also highlighted their commitment to continue serving the Queen and the Commonwealth in a new capacity. News of Harry and Meghan's departure sparked a media frenzy and ignited a global conversation about the role of the monarchy in the modern world. Supporters praised the couple for prioritizing their mental health and well-being, while critics accused them of abandoning their responsibilities and betraying the royal family. In March 2020, Harry and Meghan carried out their final official engagements as senior members of the royal family. They attended the Commonwealth Day service at Westminster Abbey, where their interactions with other members of the family came under close scrutiny. The tension and unrest were palpable, highlighting the deep divisions within the monarchy. In 2021, Harry and Meghan gave a highly anticipated interview to Oprah Winfrey. During the interview, they shared their side of the story, revealing shocking details about their experiences within the royal family. One revelation was that an unnamed member of the family expressed concerns about their son Archie's skin tone. Meghan also revealed that the palace failed to provide her with the mental support she needed when she was experiencing suicidal thoughts. The interview further deepened the rift between Harry and Meghan and the rest of the royal family. It generated headlines around the world and reignited debates about racism, mental health, and the role of the monarchy in modern society. In 2023, Prince Harry published his memoir Spar, which shed further light on the tensions within the family and the reasons for his departure. The book sparked renewed controversy and reignited the feud between Harry and his brother William. Harry and Meghan's departure from royal duties continues to be the subject of intense debate and speculation. Their decision to forge their own path and prioritize their well-being has challenged traditional norms of the monarchy and sparked conversations about their future. One of the most explosive scandals to rock the British royal family in recent years has centered around Prince Andrew's connection to notorious sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Revelations surrounding their relationship have rocked the monarchy and raised serious questions about Prince Andrew's prosecution and involvement in Epstein's heinous crimes. The first public acknowledgement of Prince Andrew's association with Epstein came to light in the early 2000s. The two were photographed together at various social events, sparking curiosity and speculation. However, it was not until later that the full extent of their relationship was uncovered. In 2010, Epstein was arrested and charged with sex trafficking of minors. This arrest brought renewed attention to his connections, including his ties to Prince Andrew. Photographs of the two together circulated in the media, raising suspicions and questions about the nature of their relationship. Prince Andrew initially downplayed his relationship with Epstein, referring to him as a simple friend. However, as more evidence emerged, he found it increasingly difficult to distance himself from the scandal. Epstein's victims came forward, sharing their harrowing stories of abuse and implicating Prince Andrew in the midst of it all. In 2015, one of Epstein's victims, Virginia Roberts Guffrey, filed a lawsuit alleging that she had been forced to have sex with Prince Andrew when she was underage. This horrific allegation shocked the royal family and the public. Prince Andrew vehemently denied the allegations, calling them false and baseless. The controversy surrounding Prince Andrew's Epstein connection reached its peak in 2019 when he agreed to take part in a televised interview with the BBC's Emily Matlas. The interview, intended to clear his name, ended up being a public relations disaster. Prince Andrew's responses were widely criticized for lacking empathy and failing to address the gravity of the allegations against him. Following the interview, Prince Andrew faced intense backlash and scrutiny. He was widely criticized for his association with Epstein and his perceived lack of remorse for his victims. As a result, he stepped back from royal duties and faced calls for further investigations into his involvement. In 2000, Epstein committed suicide, leaving many questions unanswered. However, the scandal surrounding Prince Andrew's connection to Epstein continues to unfold. Investigations into his involvement and possible crimes continue as authorities seek to uncover the truth and bring justice to Epstein's victims. From 2024, Prince Andrew will no longer be considered a working royal and his patronages will be removed. The royal family has distanced itself from him, stressing that he does not represent the monarchy. The controversy surrounding Prince Andrew's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein is a reminder that even the highest echelons of society can be tainted by scandal and misdeeds. The death of Princess Diana in August 1997 sent shockwaves across the world and cast a shadow over the monarchy. Diana, the people's princess, was tragically killed in a car crash in Paris alongside her partner Dodi Fayed. The aftermath of her death was marred by controversy, with the royal family criticized for their lack of empathy and immediate response. Conspiracy theories abounded, with some suggesting the crash was no accident at all but a nefarious plot. Dodi's father, Mohammed Al Fayed, publicly claimed that the royal family was involved in arranging the crash, alleging that Diana was pregnant with Dodi's child and that the establishment could not accept the prospect of a non-Christian stepfather for the future king, Prince William. A thorough investigation ultimately concluded that the crash was a tragic accident caused by the driver's drunkenness and speeding while trying to evade the paparazzi. However, speculation surrounding Diana's death and the royal family's handling of the situation added a sensational chapter to the story of the British monarchy that continues to fascinate and horrify the public to this day. In a twist that further complicates the royal family's public image, rumors have resurfaced about Prince William's affair with Rose Hanbury, Marchioness of Kolmondeley. The alleged affair, which reportedly took place in 2019, has been the subject of tabloid speculation and has cast a shadow over the royal family's facade of unity. Despite the palace's best efforts to suppress the rumors, the story has rekindled momentum in 2022 with salacious details capturing the public's attention. The royal family has not publicly addressed these claims, and Prince William and Kate Middleton have continued their royal engagements amidst ongoing speculation. As the Kate photo controversy fades from the headlines, many argue that the focus will shift back to the royal family's charitable work, their public engagements, and the positive impact they have on society. The work of the royal family extends far beyond any isolated incident. They are dedicated to their charitable work and making a difference in the world. And for their supporters, that's what truly matters. Stay tuned by clicking on any of the cards on your screen right now for more exciting content. Until next time.